During a recent debate in Rutland between the two major party candidates for Vermont governor, Charles Laramie shouted from the audience his frustration about the exclusion of minor party candidates from that and other forums. He was subsequently escorted out of the theater. Laramie is a U.S. Navy and Air National Guard veteran, retired teacher, and independent candidate for Vermont governor. He says he entered the race because he believes state leaders are not acknowledging problems or creating real solutions.
I had met with Governor Scott. I had written a letter saying I could no longer teach. And I explained to him, you know, what the problems were with the school, what we needed to do. And, you know, about a month later, he was still talking the same things, and so at that point in time, I just decided if I was going to create some change, then I was going to have to take part.
Have you ever held elective office before?
No.
So what kind of skills do you have that would allow you to lead the state and work with legislators?
Well, of course, 25 years in the classroom, teaching, public speaking, being able to, then of course I've had military service, Navy and Air Force, and, you know, I grew up in Vermont, so I think a lot of this is common sense, and we have to be able to compromise, and we have two parties right now who, they have their platform, and that's what they go by, and that's it, and so there's no middle road, and this is where the problems are, and this is where we need to be able to talk, and I can bridge this gap.
Moving to one of the other issues that you list on your website, Charles Laramie, in The Economy, you state you support a $15 minimum wage?
Yeah, definitely. Vermonters can't afford not to have it. The average, the per capita income in Vermont is $25,000 to $30,000. Our economy is in the, you know, it's in the trenches. People can't survive on that. I was making $10 or $11 an hour in the '80s, and it was okay because, you know, gas was $1.20 a gallon. Consumer prices were equitable. But today, people are still making only a couple more dollars, and in some cases, not any more than I was making, and prices have skyrocketed. And so a lot of small businesses say, well, we can't do the $15 minimum wage until profits go up. Well, profits have gone up, way up, and they still don't want to pay. So that's a mute argument when people say, well, $15 an hour will drive people out. It's not okay. We need a livable wage.
Charles Laramie, you are running as an independent candidate for Vermont governor. Why did you decide to run as an independent?
I really haven't liked the two-party system in a long time, and it's getting worse, and it's just polarization. And if I run as a Republican, for instance, I have to do what Governor Scott says. I have to say no $15 minimum wage, because that's his party's platform. And I think Forbes says in the next 5 years, Vermont's one of the top states that's going to have the worst economy. So we're headed in the wrong direction. And, you know, the media, they don't apparently seem to care, because the only two they allow in the debate is Scott and Hallquist. So they're even disenfranchising the Vermont voter, because they're not giving the Vermont voter a chance to see everybody and then make an informed decision. Nobody wants either one of these candidates, and they're looking for somebody. And when they meet me, I'm surprised the smile I see on people's faces. It's like, oh, there's somebody else out there running.
Charles Laramie, is the biggest challenge running as an independent trying to get the media attention and getting into the debates, or are you having other problems?
Well, yeah, raising money is hard because, you know, people don't know about you, and they don't want to take a chance because a lot of people, you know, they're under that illusion that a vote for Laramie is a vote for Hallquist, or a vote for Laramie is a vote for Scott, rather than just, you know, if we vote for Laramie, then we'll get Laramie and we can start to change things here.
An extended conversation with independent Charles Laramie is at WAMC.org. Seven candidates are running for Vermont governor, according to the Secretary of State's office. Independents Charles Laramie, Chris Erickson, and Trevor Barlow, Democrat Christine Hallquist, Republican Phil Scott, the Liberty Union Party's Emily Payton, and the Earth Rights Party's Stephen Marks. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.